This is John Thomas. I haven't been with you for a while. That won't happen again. I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose, and I will tell you again and again, you can and it's easy. First of all, I want to thank all my listeners who've emailed me, and I'm glad to hear of the progress and success you're having in eliminating the need you feel to keep putting all the food in your mouth. Also, thank you for reminding me that I haven't been doing the podcast. That will not happen again. You know, I got an email the other day, one of my listeners, a woman, who said that she has lost weight, which is a term we'll deal with in a little bit, because I don't like to use that. But she lost weight because she no longer felt the need to eat for emotional reasons. And she wanted to know, is it just that simple? Is that all you have to do? And I would tell you, yes, it is that simple. That is all you have to do. You know, everybody talks about losing weight. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to exercise. You know, that has proven to be historic waste of time, a colossal waste of time and emotion. It is virtually impossible to permanently lose weight. How do I know? Hundreds of millions of people can attest to it. And if you're listening to this podcast, you can too. Why? Why? Because you are fighting an emotional need. Logic is never going to beat an emotional need. That's what an emotional need is. You didn't want to be fat. You don't want to be fat. Chances are you made yourself fat. But you didn't have a choice. You say, John, how can I have a choice? I'm an adult. I'm grown up. I can go do this. The fact of the matter is you didn't. Your emotional need, or your need you feel to put all that food in your mouth, was more important or more compelling or more powerful than your desire to remain thin. Now you think you're stuck. Lots of people think that. You know, every so often you hear about groups of people, primarily women, because women care more about their appearance and their weight than men do, at least right now. And they're heavy, and they form groups and say, you know, we're happy to be heavy. We're proud to be fat. We like being fat. Our men like us fat. It's fat's okay. Look, no offense to those people. They don't really want to be fat. They want to be thin. What they do think is they're stuck. They think they have no chance of ever being thin. You know, they become emotionally comfortable with being fat and putting all their food in their mouth. That's the fact of the matter. And if you're overweight and you're having a problem with weight, that's your situation too. Anytime they lose weight, they gain it back. Why? Why would you do that? If you lost 20 pounds on a diet and you deprive yourself, why would you gain it back? Isn't that silly? You have no choice. You become emotionally comfortable being fat. You become emotionally comfortable having the ability to keep putting all the food in your mouth. What I'm talking about is not losing weight. You can keep score by saying, oh, I lost 15 or 20 or 50 pounds, and it's easy once you know how. But I'm talking about something far more profound, far more far-reaching and permanent. I'm talking about a permanent cure to any problem you have with weight or food. It is eliminating the need you feel to keep putting all the food in your mouth. Look, if you didn't have the need to keep putting all the food in your mouth, you'd be free. And that's exactly what you're going to be. That is your problem. That is your only problem. There is no other problem. Think about it. Suppose you didn't have to put all the food in your mouth. People call it eating. You know, it's kind of a glamour. Eating is kind of a glamorous term. I don't like to use it, even though it's what everybody calls it. But keep in mind, eating is just putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. That's it. You don't want all that junk in your system. You want it in your mouth. Not just you, but everybody who's out there. They want the food in their mouth. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. People say, oh, I will tell you again, it's not the food. People say, John, should I eat blueberries? Should I eat cheese? Should I eat garbanzo beans? How about almonds? I will say, forget about it. You're wasting your time. You don't have to do anything. No diets, no special foods, no exercise. John, they say, this flies in the face of the conventional wisdom. Everybody tells us diet and exercise. You read it all over. Everybody on television does it. Everybody in books does it. Really, how successful are they? Zero. How many people do you know who have permanently lost weight? I mean, I mean lost weight, I mean permanently way less, and they no longer have to worry about food or their weight. I'll bet you can't think of one. If you can, you're lucky. That's a lot. That's what I'm telling you, you can have. And by the way, this is free. I don't want any money. I have nothing to sell you. There is nothing to buy. It is all free. Once you no longer feel the need to put all the food in your mouth, and you only put food in your mouth when you feel you're hungry or your body needs nourishment, you are a free person. Congratulations, you are free. You will never have to worry about weight again. And so people say, all right, John, what do I do? What about the fast food restaurants? What about all the tempting foods they have out there? It's really simple. Don't put it in your mouth. Fast food restaurants and everybody else sells you food that you want to put in your mouth. Keep in mind, you don't want it in your system. You wouldn't want all the junk in your system. Your body, you want it in your mouth. You want the taste. You want the way it makes you feel. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel secure temporarily. It alleviates anxiety. Putting food in your mouth does those things. It's not the fast food restaurants. Don't buy it. They'll go out of business. If you don't buy the 2,000 calorie, 1,500 calorie sandwiches, they won't sell them. You're the market. Not just you, but everybody out there. People say, all right, John, okay, how do we solve the problem? How do we eliminate the need? I will tell you, it's free, first of all. There are no meetings. You don't have to buy books. You don't have to do anything. It's just up to you. You can do it alone. You can do it with a friend. First thing you have to do is you have to understand what you're doing. You have to understand what you've done. Or you can do that by yourself. You can do it in half an hour. What have you done all these years? You know what you've done? It was a mistake. It was just a mistake. A terrible mistake that has caused you grief and unhappiness and unpleasantness because you didn't understand what you were doing. You did it because it felt comfortable and felt simple. And it is comfortable up to a point. It's comfortable until you realize that you're hurting yourself. And a lot of people don't want to change because they're comfortable, emotionally comfortable being fat. Think that's crazy. Really? If you're fat, why'd you make yourself fat? If you're overweight, why are you keeping yourself overweight? You're doing it on purpose. Remember that. Nobody is compelling you. There's no gun at your head. Fast food restaurants or anybody else don't have a gun to force you to buy the food and put it in your mouth and put it in your system. It's all by yourself. So you're the only one who can eliminate it. Everything I tell you is to help you implement what I'm telling you. Implement the concept that you don't have to be fat anymore. You don't need all the food. You have to understand what you've done. And it's not hard. Do it for yourself. As I tell you, focus on what you're doing every day. Why are you putting all the food in your mouth? You know it's going to make you fat. You call it eating, I know, but I don't. Why are you doing all the ice cream or the chocolate cake or three helpings? Ask yourself, why are you doing it? And once you come to the realization, as you will, that you're doing it for emotional reasons, you will say, oh my gosh, it was a mistake. It was a terrible mistake. And everything that I've done in all the podcasts that I've done scores of them, and I will continue to do more, tells you how to do it. It's free. Doesn't cost you a penny. Doesn't take any time. You don't have to go to a meeting. Nothing to buy. Do it all by yourself. Tell yourself, why have you made yourself fat? Why are you keeping yourself fat? Every time you think of putting any food in your mouth, before you do it, say, why am I doing this? And you will come to the realization. First, it'll be intellectual. You will have an understanding of it. Then you'll be emotional. Say, what happens if I don't eat this food? What happens if I don't put it in my mouth? How will I feel? Will I feel anxious? Will I feel terrible? Would I feel nervous? You get the hang of it. Then you begin to understand what you're doing and what you've done. And then if you continue listening to the podcasts, which are free, I emphasize again, you'll learn how to eliminate it. You'll learn how to stop eating for emotional reasons. You'll learn you don't have to do this anymore. Nobody is compelling you to do this. Your emotions are. You can change that. You can change it. You really can. It is that simple. Look, this is John Thomas. Stick with me. Listen to the podcast. I tell you, just like people who've emailed me, you can eliminate the need you feel to be fat. You will no longer be emotionally comfortable being fat. You will only be emotionally comfortable weighing exactly what you want to weigh. This is John Thomas. I'll continue to do the podcast, and thank you again for emails. Goodbye.